Fresh Air listeners know Lloyd Schwartz as our classical music critic. Readers of the Boston Phoenix also know Lloyd's music criticism. But Lloyd has another side to his professional life. He's a professor of English at the University of Massachusetts in Boston. And in the literary world, he's gaining more and more recognition as a poet. Today we find out more about Lloyd as part of our continuing series of interviews with Fresh Air contributors. First, I asked Lloyd how he started listening to classical music.
I think it was mainly listening to classical music on the radio, though my mother had a few 78s, and I got very interested in opera, I think because of the Met broadcasts and the Voice of Firestone, and I actually made my parents buy me some complete operas when I think I was around 11, and I would, you know, sit in a corner and put them on the record player and read along with the libretto. And
when you started writing about classical music, did you want to do things different from the way they had been done? Did you want to take a different kind of approach to writing about classical music than you were used to reading?
I knew that I wanted to write in as direct and colloquial a way as possible. I didn't want to, you know, I didn't want to use a lot of complicated terms. And because I wasn't a musician myself or a musicologist, I always felt very uncomfortable with that kind of terminology. My impulse was to try to, you know, talk to the reader on the page.
You know, one of the things our listeners probably don't know about you is that you write a lot of poetry, some really, really good poetry.
Oh, thank
and
you.
There's a collection of your poems called These People. Mm-hmm. And the first piece is kind of a prose poem, really. And I just want to read the first sentence. The piece is called Childhood. And the first sentence is, "In the imaginary kingdom of my only childhood, I played all the parts, male and female, human and animal." And reading that made me really wonder if you led a very rich fantasy life when you were a kid.
I did. I was an only child.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, there were characters, and I talked to them, and I played them. I acted them with myself.
You know what strikes me? A lot of people who write in one way, write in one capacity or another, at one point in their lives really wanted to be poets, and then kind of jumped ship on that idea.
Yeah.
And a lot of these people look back and laugh at the days when they thought that they would be a poet. And I think part of the reason why they laugh is that their idea of being a poet was wrapped up in all kinds of romantic imagery. Did you ever go through a phase like that where being a poet meant things far beyond actually writing? You know, where there was this whole mysterious persona wrapped up in it?
That always put me off.
Did it?
No, I never, I don't think I ever felt that. I think I started wanting to be a poet when I started to understand that poetry meant something.
Maybe that's why you stuck with it.
Yeah, well, I loved it. I just absolutely fell in love with poetry, with Keats. First of all, I was a senior in high school, and I thought, this is amazing, this stuff. It's not only beautiful, but it really means something. It means something very deep. And I didn't think I could ever approach that, but it certainly made me want to participate in it in some further way than just reading it, than just passively.
I'm going to ask you to read one of your poems. It's a poem called Simple Questions. And this is a poem that was nominated by Joyce Carol Oates for a Pushcart Prize, and it's featured in this year's Pushcart Prize anthology. It's a fairly long poem, so I'll ask you to read an excerpt of it. And maybe you could put the excerpt in context for us before you read it.
Sure. Well, it's a sad, painful poem, sad poem about, it's an elegy for my father. And most of the poem takes place in the hospital. He'd had a stroke. And I'm not sure whether we thought that it was better that he pulled through or that he didn't pull through. So it was a very difficult situation. I'm sure many people have gone through it. And I was not on very good terms with my father. But I was in the position where I had to try to work with him to try to get him to talk. And that's mainly what the poem is about. And then he does he died in the hospital, and he dies at the end of the poem. And this is a section where I'm thinking about what it is that I have to do with him in the hospital. No love lost. A lifetime of anger, resentment, disapproval. Could I pretend, even now, a deep personal concern? Prodding him to speech, what the doctor ordered, to recover enough of his mind to help my mother endure his release. Hypnotized me, gripped my attention the way his right hand gripped my hand. The last remnant of his unrelenting, fist-clenched denunciations of the world. Of the Hitler brothers, who refused him even a moment's rest in the sweatshops where he spent his working life stitching men's clothes. Of relatives or neighbors, never generous or grateful enough for someone rarely generous or grateful. Of my friends, of me, stymied by my anger, resentment, disapproval. The way his right hand gripped the hedge cutter, lifted it, and aimed it at my head. Quote, I have to go now. Goodbye. I'll see you tomorrow. Do you hear me? Feel better. I hope you feel better.
That's a beautiful poem, Lloyd. And I'm sure it was a very difficult one to write.
Yeah.
In part because of the honesty of emotion that you're expressing. I think it's a very difficult thing to express anger about someone who you also really loved, you know, your father.
Yeah, yeah. It was very painful to write. I started writing it shortly after he died and worked on it for a long time.
Is it hard to commit something like that to the page, to be that honest emotionally?
A lot of my poems, a lot of the other poems are in the voices of other characters, and I think partly as a way of getting some objectivity and not having to just deal with your own, you know, actual feelings every moment.
You know, do you have your poem, your book of poems, These People?
Yeah.
There. Let me ask you to read, like, real quickly, like, the first few lines of, how about Estelle's testimony? How about just the first few lines of that? It's just such a difference from what you just read.
All right. Well, it's in the voice of a woman also. Here's the beginning of it. They said I was promiscuous. Did I get it right? That means sleeping around? Well, I am. And why not? I don't take money or anything. I just like sex and being sexy.
I think that really gives a great sense of the kind of different voices and different moods that you're capable of getting in your poems.
You know, I think it is a way of dealing with. I mean, I think I started that poem wanting to write a poem about my own feelings about sex, and I wasn't really ready to do that in my own voice. It was easier to do that, I discovered, in the voice of someone else and someone who, at least in a kind of overt way, was very different from me.
Do you think that your poetry helps you be a sensitive critic because you know what it's like to have your work make you very exposed? You know what it's like to be vulnerable when you read a poem because it's your words and your emotions on the line there, just
yeah.
as when you're reviewing a musician's performance. I mean, they're putting themselves on the line.
Yeah, I think in even a more exposed way than a writer does. But, well, I like to think that I'm hard on myself, so I want to be sympathetic. I don't think I'm an easy critic either, though.
Okay, Lloyd, I want to thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Terry.
Fresh Air classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz spoke to us from NPR station WGBH in Boston. This is Fresh Air.